For many communities in the region, the fire's come and it's gone. The worst is over. Now folks have to dive into the very hard work of moving forward. Heidi Cornell lives near Omak in the Okanagan region. She evacuated her home 3 times in 3 days. The first evacuation was on Tuesday, August 18th. Cornell went to work as usual that morning. The fire seemed like it was heading in another direction, but that afternoon, her husband called her.
And he said, "Get home. The fire's coming." Well, my gut clenched, and at that point, I knew it was going to hit the fan. You know, if my husband is telling me to come home, it's close.
How close was it, Heidi?
Within about 2 miles at that point, and coming towards us.
So you rushed home?
Yes, and I grabbed my purse and headed to the car and tried to be calm and heading home, and I'm seeing smoke all over. And when I pull in my driveway, my husband's got his Bronco backed up to the front door, and he's loading. So I flipped my car around and backed in next to him and just started running in, and we just started grabbing. We had kind of put a few things aside, but we hadn't been really concerned that it was that close.
And then it was.
And it was. And I look out in the field, and I'm seeing the fire coming up. It was getting really bad. It was coming really close. And they were dropping water drops over our heads. We were watching as we were running in and out, the helicopters and the planes. We could hear them coming up, and they're dropping water and retardant on the fields behind us that is coming up.
Do you have pets or anything?
I have 5 dogs. I have 2 horses. I have 3 sheep. And I have 3 pigs.
What did you do with the livestock and the pets?
We had no way of getting our big animals out. My son, I couldn't lift him. I have a bad arm, so my son lifted my dogs. I've got 4 that are over 80 pounds. He picked them up and loaded them in our vehicles. I got my little dachshund in the car, and then we looked at our animals, and we're just like, what are we going to do? We have no way of getting them out. And all this time down our road, there's fire trucks going down. People are evacuating. I mean, it's chaos. That road is just crazy with people evacuating.
So what did you end up doing with the large animals?
Well, prayed. A lot of prayer. We cut the fence, but we couldn't get them out. We had no way to get them out, and it was just such an urgent matter. It was get out now type thing. So we cut a hole in the fence so that if it came down to it, they could escape. And my husband, you know, my son grabbed my husband, "Let's go, let's go." And my husband goes, "Well, I have to go feed the pigs." So he walks out to the pigs, and he feeds them and scratches their ears and tells them it's going to be okay. And my son's like panicking, I'm panicking. And we finally get my husband in the rig, and we all leave. And
where did you go?
Well, we went to my son's house in Malotte, my son Brent. So we went to his house, and that night was like the worst night of my life. We slept about an hour because I kept picturing my animals dying. And I couldn't sleep. I was just a mess. And the next morning I called the Okanagan Emergency Management, who were awesome. And I just asked them, I said, "I'm on Green Acres Road. Is anything left? Can you tell me what happened?" And he just goes, "Oh, let me check." And he goes, "Green Acres is gone." And I went, "What?" And he says, "Yeah, from our report, we don't know everything, but it looks like the fire just ripped through Green Acres." And I just sat there, and my husband, he was so upset about the animals. I mean, he was just 6'2", 200-pound guy, construction, owned his own contracting company, and big guy, and he was just like in tears over our animals.
So what happened to them?
Well, my husband got in the car, and him and my son were still on evacuation 3 notice, and my husband didn't care. So him and my son came up here, and they actually couldn't drive into the property. They had to go back by the airport and walk in. And they walked in, and our animals were okay. The helicopters had dropped 2 large buckets of retardant and water right on our house and saved our house. The fire came up to 3 feet of my back door.
Oh, my gosh.
My grape arbor's gone, my lilac bushes. I mean, all of that is just burnt to a crisp.
But your house is there.
The house is there. And they went around, and you could see where it went, hit, it burned our boat, it burned a baler, tractors, and it went right, the firefighters fought it. And actually, because there was no dry grass in the horse's pasture, they got it completely to go around them and saved all my animals.
I'm talking to Heidi Cornell, who wasn't just evacuated once. Heidi, you actually had to leave your home several times, right?
Three times. Yeah. We came back home, and my husband saw the animals were okay, and he came back to the house and said, "Everything's burnt. We can go home. You know, what's burned is burned. We don't have to worry about it. We can go home." So we came home, and we unloaded the car, and we were sitting home just kind of relaxing. Then they were warning of big winds coming, and we look outside, and that night we had a firestorm. We had 40-mile-an-hour winds, and those clouds were orange. And so you couldn't tell what was smoke, what was fire, what was coming. And we were put on evacuation again. They said, "Get out. You have 20 minutes.
You must have been terrified.
Oh, I think I was ready to puke every time I turned around. You know, and so we loaded everything back in the car, and the firestorm was, like, right there. I mean, orange blowing clouds that you couldn't tell what was fire, what was smoke. You couldn't see anything. And we just loaded the dogs back up, and we took off again. Went back to my son's house, spent the night there, got about 2 hours sleep. Come back the next morning, everything was the same. There was no more damage. They had stopped it before it got to us. And then, so then that night we didn't unload. We just left everything in the car. I brought in one suitcase and we were so tired. We hadn't slept in 2 nights. We went to bed, and that night at 11:30 at night, David, our fire chief in Riverside, banged on our door and told us to get out. And we looked out, and there was a fire coming from the west this time, coming right up our road. And we could see the flames. And
you went back the next day?
Yeah, and everything was saved. They stopped the fire over to the west of us and kept it off of us. And you know what's so amazing is that we have volunteer fire departments, little volunteer fire departments. And our fire chief had gotten elected fire chief Monday night, and the fire started Tuesday. Now, he's been on the fire department a while, you know. He's been there, but this was his first day as chief.
Wow, and he had the biggest test of his life.
Yeah, and he's risking his life. It's all volunteers. They don't get paid. They go 36, 48 hours with no sleep. And I mean, and they're fighting a fire that's coming from three sides. And you've got these little volunteer fire departments that were on their own for 3 to 4 days with the biggest wildfire in Washington state history.
Heidi, how did it feel when you went home the third time and this time you got to stay?
It's almost like surreal. It's like I couldn't believe it. I didn't unload. I knew it was going to happen again. You know, I couldn't sleep for 2 nights very well. I kept waking up, getting ready to run. You know, but I was so grateful. I mean, I know people lost their homes, and I have a home. There's people. We had 3 firefighters die in this fire, and every time I start feeling bad or start feeling stressed, I just remind myself I've got a home. And nobody in my family died, and people, you know, died in this fire, and I need to keep it in perspective.
How hard has it been to do that and to move forward?
I've been okay, you know. I mean, I don't know how to put this, but me and my husband have been through a lot in our life. We've gone through a son born with birth defects, you know, I almost died giving birth. I mean, we've gone through a lot of stuff. We lived in a travel trailer while we built our house and sold it and moved on and did it again. I mean, we've had a hard beginning together, but we fought through it. So, I mean, I'm kind of used to things going to crap literally at times, but I have to admit this is probably, I think this one we felt helpless. I mean, other situations in our life we felt we could fight it. We'd stand back to back, take it on. We're going to make it. No problem. But this one, we just had to cut and run. There was no fighting. You know, you can't fight fire. Not like that.
The remarkable Heidi Cornell. She had to evacuate her property near Omak in the Okanagan region 3 times in 3 days. She and her husband and their animals are all safe at home right now.